We are joined once again by Drew and Danielle from Deer Rouge. We've got a lot of ground to cover today. A lot has happened since we last chatted. Obviously, for myself, I've made my way from Red Deer to Calgary now, but also for you guys, new single has dropped, new album has dropped, and of course, we've got to talk about you guys joining us for one night only. So let's... A lot to cover. Let's start with the new song. Let's talk about Gimme Spirit. Because I know for Fake Fame, there was a lot of heavy themes that you were covering with that tune. Is it kind of in the same spirit as that?
It's definitely a more positive, upbeat, in a different way kind of song. I don't know how to explain the difference between the two. They're very different.
It feels like they like complement each other. Fake Fame is the angst and frustration that we have towards, you know, our online social life and all the like all the noise that's out there. And Give Me Spirit is kind of saying, like, get back to why you started in the first place. Like, the first time you join Facebook, you're pumped to connect with your friends.
yeah.
Not see a bunch of ads for cruises and a bunch of hot lights.
That was good, Drew.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad I stepped in on that one.
I'm proud of you on that. Yeah, that's a good. That's the first time we've ever been asked to, like,
link them.
Link the two. And I think that was really, was on point.
Okay. So they complement each other well, and it all kind of comes together on the album, hey?
Yeah.
Well, there's a story for sure on this album, and it's really the line that Drew said, like, get me back to why we started in the first place for us personally, but maybe even as a society, like, what are we doing? Like, let's love each other. Like, there's a big question here of how can we be better to each other.
Let's be honest.
And get through this time better than we were before the pandemic and everything went down. So
The song was a turning point for us when we were writing, because we were thinking back to why we started the band. Mm-hmm. And that line really transformed, kind of directed our trajectory for the rest of the album.
Okay, and you guys, talking about getting back to your roots, you know, you guys, you know, decided to go a little more grassroots with this, some more acoustic guitars, you know, piano, stayed piano, instead of just getting pushed to synthesizer. Is that kind of, you know, why as well is showcasing what we've been talking about?
I think we, in general, were like, let's do on this album what feels right, what connects to us as musicians. And as people, we love, like, synths, we love the whole, like, technology side of making music, but there's nothing like being in a room on an acoustic piano and guitar and just, like, riffing and jamming and being with other humans. So I think both of those exist on this album, which is, and same with the lyrical content. It's like, some of it's out there and for everybody and just fun, but most of the songs are really deep and tell a story. And so I think both exist in the music and in the lyrics.
Okay, so kind of like a raw messaging to go along with a little bit more raw sound.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So when we last spoke, talking with Drew and Danielle from Deer Rouge, when we last spoke, you guys were talking about Fake Fame and social media and all that sort of stuff. And I know that you guys mentioned that you were looking to avoid social media a little bit more, at least not get so wrapped up in it. How's that been going for you guys?
Well, you know, personally, we kind of take it pretty slow. But then as a band, it is a useful tool to promote your music. So it's kind of a little bit of a catch-22 because you're frustrated. Same with you guys in radio, right? It's like you're a entertainment, you're a public personality, I guess. And so I think we've been focusing on how to not add to the noise, how to not just like blurt out or say whatever, not to do stuff because other people are doing it, but do what makes sense to us. And we're stumbling along, but we're trying to put out more meaningful content.
So speaking of, you know, having an intimate connection and really getting to connect with your listeners, I know you guys have some big arena shows that are scheduled right now to perform with Vance Joy. But then you guys are coming to play one night only with us in a much more tight, intimate environment.
Sweaty.
What's the preparation like? What's the difference between arena shows to the intimate shows?
Okay, first of all, we are pumped to be there. It's going to be one of our first shows back. So it's going to be some of the first time we're playing these songs live. So anyone in Calgary, you get the special treatment. When you play a big show, like you're the same band, you're playing the same songs, but ultimately the best shows that people see are when the audience and the people who are on stage are more connected. There's more participation. If there's the disconnect there, it's really hard. You know, even the biggest shows and arenas, they try to involve the audience, try to participate. And so when we're at the Dickens Pub, that's what it's called, right? The
Yep, Dickens
Dickens,
Pub, yep.
it's going to be small. We are going to be looking at everyone in their faces, and
Okay.
we are going to be playing. It's going to be
Drew
really,
is
really.
going Drew is going to be looking at every person right in the face.
But it's naturally built in that it's gonna be a really fun show. Like, yeah, we even told our team and crew, and everyone's like, "Oh, this is gonna be awesome. We're really excited."
I love those small, intimate shows. I think there's something really special for both sides, like for the band and the audience, because it's like more like we're all at a house party feeling, and
Yeah,
that's gonna be sick. I
totally.
can't wait. I love those experiences over like a huge, I mean, I like them both for different reasons.
Don't get me wrong. The arena shows are nice, but I feel like the more memorable shows I have been to have definitely been those bar shows, those club shows, the tight, compact 300, 400 seaters, right?
You're not gonna want to miss it. I think that's one of the things that's like, if you weren't there, you'd wish that you were kind of feeling. And so,
Definitely.
especially now after being alone in your house, it's like the one thing you really do want is like to be pushed into a wall with a bunch of bodies. Like, I really like, I feel like everybody doesn't mind close contact if they're not like scared.
Well, I was even hearing at like an Arkell show the other day. Apparently there was like a small mosh pit that broke out at an Arkell show.
They're
And
like,
it's
you
like,
made a wish at 11:11.
whoa. It's like, so people really are looking to get the energy out for sure.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
So with this being my first one night only, one weekend only type experience, you guys have done this before. Can you give me like the heads up? Can you give me something to prepare me for what it's going to be like?
Sleep the night before.
Okay.
Like longer than normal.
Sleep then longer than before.
Drink
Have
10 cups of coffee.
and cups of
Lather
coffee.
your body in oil.
Ew. I think it's anyone who's attending that kind of thing, just be open. Don't have a pre-plan made in ahead of time, because when we did it last time, you know, we played with Tokyo Police Club and Arkells, I think, in Banff, and it was like really tiny. But the whole night, everybody's there and around, and we just followed each other around. We went to hotel rooms, and
It's
it was
good.
really, really fun. So come open to see what would happen.
Come open, come prepared. You never know what's going to happen at one night only. All right. I do have one last question for you. Because you guys said, you know, these have been your first few shows. You guys have played shows since the pandemic hit. Have you guys noticed a difference in the crowds, in the audiences?
It was a little bit hard to gauge last year because it was still like half of the crowd was iffy and half of the crowd felt like they were going to run and jump on stage. I feel like the last shows last summer, we felt really unapologetic, and we were kind of like just having so much fun. Like we're not afraid to have a lot of fun. Sometimes you have the show and you're trying to build a set, and it's musical and it's artistic, and we just were like embracing that we are on stage, we're playing a show, we haven't been able to play a show for a couple of years, we're gonna have fun, and we just kind of went for it.
All right. Well, I think I speak for everybody when I say that we are excited for this show. Big band, small club, Deer Rouge going to be playing Dickens Pub for one night only, May 6th. New music, the new album is officially out, so be sure to check it out wherever it is that you get your music, and we're going to spin Gimme Spirit as the new single here for you guys as well, all right?
Yeah,
Love it.
thanks.
Thank you.